I think Johann Sebastian Bach would love that. We don't talk about this very often, but Bach was a great fan of folk tunes, even wove some into his Goldberg variations. Well, Bruce Adolph has just taken it a step further with that little piano puzzler. He took the song The Streets of Laredo and rewrote it in the style of Bach. And Bruce is here with another piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And, of course, we always get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Carol Stewart Smith is joining us from Tigard, Oregon. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I love the little thing that Bruce plays after you introduce him. It reminds me of Fred Rogers.
This?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Rogers was my buddy when I was growing up. And
yes.
Lots of great piano music on his show.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
wow.
I'm never going to think of it the same way again, Carol. You've changed my musical world. Thank you. Now, music is a big part of your world. You majored in music in college. You're leading a church choir.
Yes, I am. I've been there for quite a number of years, and it's a really wonderful experience with always wonderful people.
And directing the choir, and now you're active with the American Choral Directors Association and the Presbyterian Association of Musicians, and it's just, it's become a big part of who you are. So
it is.
Well, I don't know if there's any choral sound involved here. Well, unfortunately, we don't have a choir. We just have the piano, so we'll have to make do with that. But, Carol, your job will be to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Are you ready for your piano puzzler?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. Well, I heard London Bridge.
Yes, London Bridge.
London Bridge.
Absolutely.
Fell down with quite a crash.
Yes. And of course, London Bridge, I like to use it now and then because it has in it, which makes us think of NPR, doesn't it?
So extra credit there for
Yes, well, My Fair Lady and All Things Considered just happened to be My Fair Lady from London Bridge. Yeah. They happen to be the same.
Well, we know the tune now. Now, what about the composer whose style Bruce is attempting to get at here?
Shostakovich.
Well, Shostakovich is an excellent guess. I have somebody else in mind, and there are details that make somebody else more appropriate than Shostakovich, but nobody else is closer to this person.
Shostakovich was my guess, too, actually.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think that the difference between Shostakovich and this person is very hard to tell unless you're deeply involved with them quite a lot, possibly playing it or studying the details.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one other person, and I could explain the differences after, but is there someone else you could possibly put in that camp who is so close to Shostakovich?
Another Russian composer who was a pianist?
Yes, a pianist. And
composer.
That many people grew up hearing at least one or two pieces by this composer as kids. Yes.
Who is that?
You better get it before I forget what comes next.
Okay, now I'm drawing a complete blank.
Could it be Sergei Prokofiev?
It could, Fred. It could.
Yeah.
Well, Sergei Prokofiev.
Carol, let's see if we can talk him out of it and talk him into Shostakovich.
Yeah, Shostakovich.
Well, you know, there are some things that are different. There are some things. Now, for example, the beginning, this kind of stuff, could be both of them. That kind of thing could be both. There are lots of little cadence formulas that Prokofiev used. For example, something like this. In other words, to do the equivalent of... And then to go one note higher. That's a minor one, but there are a lot of things in here. At one point, this opens up and starts to have a quality that is much more Prokofiev here. And that use of tonality there, where these big arching harmonies resolve just as they would in classical music. That actually belongs more in the turf of Prokofiev. But as I said, that is something that I think you have to be intimately familiar with Prokofiev and Shostakovich both to feel the differences. I lifted from Prokofiev's music, from some of the Vision Fugitive, even from Peter and the Wolf and Cinderella. You know what? This is how close they are. I would say Prokofiev was sarcastic and Shostakovich was ironic. And, you know, this is pretty tricky. They both were occasionally grotesque. Prokofiev had a bright quality which Shostakovich almost always steered away from, but they're very, very close.
Well, Carol, I still almost want to stick up for Shostakovich, for your guess in a way, and say, well, it has that humor that goes kind of over the edge into agitation and discomfort so much Shostakovich did.
Well, that's terribly Russian.
I should have known who wrote Peter and the Wolf.
No, well, you don't have to beat yourself up over that. I'm kind of pleased that occasionally people forget who wrote that.
Well, thank you. That's very generous of you.
Well, Carol, thank you for playing our Piano Puzzler. And for playing, we will send you a copy of the Book of Piano Puzzlers, 30 of these that you can either play yourself at the piano or give to your favorite pianist, whoever that might be. And we'll send you a recent CD by Bruce Adolph as well. Carol Stewart-Smith in Tigard, Oregon. What's your public radio station?
Oh, KOPB.
Carol, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
It was fun. And Bruce, we'll have fun again next time.
Bye, Fred.